Chris Dingman, thank you for joining us on The Checkout.
Thanks so much for having me, Josh.
Your new recording is out today, and it's called Waking Dreams.
That is correct, yeah.
Man, this has like this sort of Salvador Dali-esque cover to it.
That's right, yeah. I had an image in my mind from a dream 10 years ago, and I dreamt that a flower was growing out of my hand. And it was so realistic and vivid that it stuck with me over the years. And to me, it was really symbolic of my studies at the time and growing in music. And it just stuck with me to the point of wanting to put it on the album cover. And the great illustrator, Haijung Park, worked with me on that. It was great.
Waking Dreams is out today. You've brought most of the band in. We have on piano Sam Harris, Matt Brewer is on bass, Justin Brown on drums, Lauren Stillman is the alto saxophonist, and on vibraphones, Chris Dingman. How long did it take for this rose to grow out of your hand in the real world?
Just over a decade, actually. I started playing vibes really seriously and writing music about 12 years ago, and always had an idea of what my first album might be like. But it changed and evolved over the years, especially over the last 5 years. I feel like my compositions have come into their own in a way that's more personal to me. And Terrence Blanchard was a big help with that when I was studying at the Thelonious Monk Institute. So I have to say a shout out to Terrence.
Well, let's hear something from the new record. We'll hear Clear the Rain.
Thank you.
That was Clear the Rain from Chris Dingman. I love the way that tune just every now and then just sort of has this moment of like jet propulsion at the end. It just kind of, it undulates a little bit. You know what I mean? Like a wave.
Yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah. All the offbeat hits and something about that tune is really poignant for me. I wrote it at a time when I just needed a piece that would make me feel like everything was going to be okay. And I started playing at the Vibes, and I was listening to a lot of Toumani Diabate, a great African choral player.
When did you get fed up with somebody making fun of your name being Dingman and the fact that you play the vibraphone, really?
Never.
Never?
Never. It's perfect. It's not on purpose. I guess it just happened to be that way.
You were born with said name.
Indeed, yes. Right. And I had no idea that I would become a vibraphonist.
Well, it certainly suits you well.
Thanks.
Talk to me about Indian Hill.
The record is a 14-part suite that's centered around Indian Hill. It's kind of the theme of the album. Comes back in various forms throughout and kind of reflects the progress of the album and also kind of is a reminder of where it started and how it's grown. And Indian Hill I actually wrote about right around the time when the flower was growing out of my hand in my dreams. I spent a lot of time with close friends at Wesleyan University on Indian Hill, which is a big cemetery on a hill right by the campus. And at the time, I was listening to a lot of Wayne Shorter and getting really deeply involved in the history of this music. And it was all just ringing in my head at the time. And so when I was looking back on that time period, 5 years later, I wrote this piece that sort of symbolized that whole time for me. Thank you.
Indian Hill from vibraphonist Chris Dingman. And the quintet joins us here in the studio playing music from the new recording. It is called Waking Dreams. What does it mean to live with music?
What does it mean to live with music? For me, it means hearing it all the time. It means hearing it in my head when I'm walking around. It means hearing it in my head when I'm asleep. It means always thinking of what's next and being in the moment. And I try to keep that with me all the time so that, especially when I'm playing music, I'm ready. I'm already going.
Set up same coin, if you will.
Same coin is really, the piece comes from a very transitional period in my life when I actually started meditating, and I went to a meditation retreat. And one of the messages that I took away from the experience was that pleasure and pain are really two sides of the same coin. And that was what I was thinking about when I wrote the piece.